This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The National Guard is now helping search through the charred remains of what used to be Paradise, California, that Northern California town wiped out by what's been called the most destructive fire in that state's history, and with 48 people listed as dead from it so far, the deadliest in the United States, according to one fire official. They're afraid that number is going to climb. This man was able to save his house in Paradise by using water from his pool. And he says he's going to stay.
If they get water and power back, I'll live like a normal person, except for the sadness of losing everybody else.
In Southern California, the Woolsey Fire, which has killed at least two people, is now up to 47% contained. An Air Force pilot killed in the crash of a fighter jet at Laughlin Air Base in Texas last night. A second pilot's hospitalized. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
Outgoing Florida Governor Rick Scott is at the U.S. Capitol for meetings with newly elected senators, even though the Florida Senate race has not yet been certified as a recount's continuing. The Republican Scott with a very slim lead over the Democratic incumbent Senator Bill Nelson when that recount began. First Lady Melania Trump's office calls for a top White House aide to be fired in a statement saying Deputy National Security Advisor Mira Ricardo, quote, no longer deserves the honor of serving in this White House. Democratic strategist Paul Begala's take on it.
First ladies have always been influential. Edith Wilson ran the country when her husband had a stroke. Nancy Reagan fired the chief of staff to the president, but she did it behind the scenes.
Right, behind the scenes.
Right, so what's wrong with more transparency? She's being more open. She's being more transparent. Now, she should state her reasons.
He was speaking on CNN, Ricardo's been a top aide to National Security Advisor John Bolton. Remember, we're online. Find us at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The European Union saying today it will certainly retaliate if the U.S. is to impose tariffs on its cars, as the Trump administration has threatened. Trade Commissioner Cecilia Malmström telling a German newspaper that the EU can quickly put together a long list of countermeasures that would conform to World Trade Organization rules. There's a $1.5 billion Mega Millions jackpot that's still unclaimed. It was late last month that the winning ticket was purchased in Simpsonville, South Carolina, making it the state's first Mega Millions jackpot winning ticket ever sold there. The winning ticket's numbers matching all six numbers drawn, but the winner still has not redeemed the prize. In South Carolina, the law allows a winner to stay anonymous if they wish to, so that shouldn't be the issue. But they say a winner only has 180 days after a ticket is purchased to claim the resulting prize. And a federal judge in New York has dismissed a defamation lawsuit brought by Bill O'Reilly against a former New Jersey assemblyman. O'Reilly had sued Michael Panter for $5 million after the South Jersey Democrat wrote a social media post claiming the former Fox News host had sexually harassed his ex-girlfriend. O'Reilly was fired from his job at Fox last year after it was reported that he'd paid millions of dollars to settle multiple harassment claims. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
That's the way we roll, and that's what it's all about with God's help. You know for sure, right? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Will Graham is going to be joining us here in a few moments. We were supposed to originally talk back in February when we were in Nashville at NRB, the annual convention there. And, of course, the passing of his grandfather turned everybody's world around, and we carry in our hearts and our prayers the memories and legacy of Billy Graham. For me personally, especially, I experienced a crusade, had the honor and privilege to work on the 1985 crusade in Southern California, in Anaheim, California, 10 sold out nights. That was a total gift to Southern California and to the world, just to be around Dr. Graham. And the striking thing for me was to experience his sense of humility. In fact, I just watched the movie on his legacy, An Extraordinary Journey, One Extraordinary Man, One Extraordinary God. And Will Graham, let's bring you on right now. I guess just this incredible connection with your grandfather, but you, being at his feet growing up, that just had to just be extraordinary.
Well, Bill, thank you, and happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, it was, it was a great privilege. I love, the whole world knew him as Billy Graham. Mm-hmm. For me and 18 other grandchildren, we called him Daddy Bill, and wow. He was a grandfather to us. So on February 21st, when my grandfather he passed away from this world into the everlasting mm-hmm. world, into heaven, the world lost Billy Graham, but we lost our grandfather. So we miss our grandfather. We love him. We miss my grandmother too. She was a lot of fun.
Yes,
she was a spunky one in the family. But we miss my grandmother.
Well, and if you think, speaking of spunky, we know her spunkiness. I loved one of her favorite quotes was somebody had asked her one time if she ever thought about divorce, and she said murder, but not divorce, never divorce. You know. Just talking about the reality of being married to this extraordinary individual, but also I loved what is on her on her burial stone there. Was the end of the end of construction. When I saw that, I was just so touched by it. But it really speaks of the spunkiness of your grandmother.
Well, she was. Both of them were a lot of fun, but my grandmother was the one that kept everyone grounded. Mm-hmm. My granddaddy gave leadership, but my grandmother gave fun, and she's the one that really ran the home while he was gone. And they're a great couple together, a true love story. Mm-hmm. You don't see often anymore in the world today, but they lived a true love story.
Well, the legacy of Billy Graham, of your grandfather, continues, and as was cited in this movie about his extraordinary life, was that that your grandmother was the tether to his balloon. I mean, you know, the vision that your grandfather caught when Jesus got a hold of him and his prayer to God, it was just so genuine and very simple. And that legacy of prayer, of course, your father has caught. I've spoken with your father on a couple of occasions, and you know, continue to encourage and pray for the ministry and for what your father's doing in prayer and leading prayer. And I know that's your heart as well, Will, that it does change things. And we saw what happened in the 2016 elections. Your father out there on the state steps, capitals, buildings across the country, leading thousands in prayer, because we knew certainly what was at risk, number one, and more importantly, is that God had the answer. It wasn't going to be, the answer wasn't going to come from Hillary Clinton or any political figure or any man at all. It's God himself. This is his popcorn stand, so to speak, right?
Well, you know, my dad believes that a lot of the problems that we're facing in our country are spiritual problems, and it's because we as a country, we've turned our back on God. Right. And my dad wanted us a time that we could go around the country and to pray for our nation, to pray for those leaders. As Christians, we are commanded to pray and to lift up those people who God has placed over us. Mm-hmm. And so whether they're Democrat or Republican, liberal or conservative, it doesn't matter. We pray for those people. And so Dad wanted to take time to pray for our leaders. You know, our leaders, whether we like them or not, they have to carry a burden that most of us will never know or fully understand. And I think of the president, whoever the president is, they got to carry and make decisions every day to run our country and to keep us safe and things that we'll never know about. And they alone carry that burden. And only right now there's 45 presidents in our country's history, and 45 presidents have only carried that burden. No one else will know what that burden's like. And so it's a tough job, and that's why we need to pray for those, not just our president, but for all those over us, even our local mayors and sheriffs and town councils. We need to be praying for those people that God will give them wisdom on how to run our communities and our nation.
Exactly. And what we can do, you know, to come alongside that effort, because as the Bible is clear, it is God that places authority in these positions. And for whatever reason, whatever lesson we need to learn, whatever we need to be able to do together under their individual leadership. Will, the other thing that grabbed a hold of me recently, you know, I thought about this, you know, you think about being president of the United States. I mean, is that the greatest on-the-job training position you could ever have? I mean, it's not like you go to college and say, I think I want to be president, so what, you know, teach me how to be president of the United States. I mean, it's like, hey, bring your skill set to the Oval Office and, you know, welcome to the number one position in the free world, right?
Well, I remember when Bill Clinton came down to my granddad's library dedication. Mm. And my grandfather, Bill Clinton, were longtime friends. And still are, and you know, we're friends until my granddaddy passed away. But Bill Clinton, he made the sense. He says he goes, I don't think there's any president, including myself, Bill Clinton, that is, that they, as soon as you walk into the Oval Office, you're like, oh my goodness, I'm way over my head. I mean, and they said, and it caused them to cry out to God, you know, that say, yes. God, I'm over my head. You know, I've won this thing, and now I don't, you know, what do I do? I don't know what to do. It's a hard thing to understand. There's only been 45 people that have held that position, and and I'm, you know, and it, you know, whether you like it or not, these men carry or women carry these burdens that we have to make decisions, and we need to be really praying for them. It's a hard job. I don't know why anybody would want it. That's for sure.
Yeah, it is. Unless you've been there, as you said, a very select few. And when you read the personal journalings of presidents from George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, they turned to God, because they understood intrinsically. God says he just puts that impression. It is on our very hearts and our minds and our conscience that he is Creator God and he is the answer. And fortunately, we've had 45 presidents turn to God on many occasions. Will Graham is with us. We're going to be talking about his brand new book, Redeemed. Stay with us, America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? God said, man said.com. The Sons of God and Science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. God said, man said.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. God said, man said.com. Sin Bones, St. Peter's Fish, hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh and independent. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Thy will be done. You know, it's the question that confronts us at that point in our life, at that crossroads, at that intersection. Are we going to, you know, as God had said to Cain, if you do right, will it not go well for you? Are you at that intersection where you're willing to surrender and cry out and let God's will be done in your life? Our conversation with William Franklin Graham IV, an American Christian evangelist, executive director of the Billy Graham Training Center at the Cove, and associate evangelist of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Will Graham continues with us. We're going to be talking about his book, Redeemed. But before we do, Will, we saw you playing the role of your father in the movie Unbroken, Path to Redemption. Of course, the story of Louis Zamperini. What was that like?
Well, it was nerve-wracking. I'm used to being a pastor and preaching and doing everything in one take, per se. But, listen, it was a great experience. I had a wonderful time doing it. I'd never been on a movie set, period. And so just to be there and to participate in the movie. And here's the best part. One is I got to play my grandfather, Dr. Billy Graham, in it and preach his 1949 sermon. And I got to be part of the bigger story of Louis Zamperini, which is, a true American legend. And so I'm so grateful to have a small part in that movie. And just to have a small part was a huge blessing to me.
And you had an opportunity to connect with Louis' son, Luke, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, Luke and I, we had met earlier that year. Matter of fact, I had just gotten the part when he and I just happened to meet in Forest Falls, California, up in the San Bernardino Mountains.
Right.
Which is an important place for my grandfather, where he made one of the most important decisions. I was up there teaching, and he came by to visit, and that was the first time we really got to meet in person, and we just became good friends. And so we've always stayed in contact and encouraged one another, but I'm grateful for he and Lisa and the job they're doing with their foundation and helping young inner-city kids come to know Christ.
Exactly. Well, Will, I'm sure the other grandkids go, hey, how come Will gets to play granddad? How come not us, right?
Well, there was a few that said they wanted the part, but I think they wanted someone who was a preacher. I do have one cousin. He's the youngest. He's probably the most spitting image of my granddaddy. The guy, he lives out in California. He's my youngest cousin. And his dad is my dad's brother, and he is a spin image of Billy Graham, a young Billy Graham. He's tall like my granddaddy. He's thin like my granddaddy. He's got the wavy hair like my granddaddy. So if he was going on looks, they should have gotten him.
Well, they chose you, and I've got to say, you did an outstanding job for your first time. With all the prayer, like you say, it's a difference when you're preaching. You know, it's take one. You just get one take of it, and you thank the Holy Spirit for being there with you, carrying you through the sermon, and sharing the words of life and love that you do. And, it's a different deal altogether. And, of course, the pressure on your shoulders. I mean, here's the seminal moment of the movie of Louis Zamperini, falling before God and realizing that, that's what he needed. But I want to talk about your new devotional book, Redeemed. How did this come about, Will?
Well, it actually came in conjunction with the movie. I've been asked a number of times to write a book. And every time I asked God, God, do you want me to write this book? God's answer was no. And God never told me the reason why, just said no. And I'm going back a number of years. And then all of a sudden during the movie, I got approached by a publisher, and they said, Will, would you want to write a book at this time? And I said no, because that was the answer God said I was always giving me.
Right,
God just hadn't allowed me to do it yet. And to be honest, I went back and I started to pray about it, because I hadn't prayed about it. I just answered no. And I realized God now did want me to write a book. And so and we decided to write a devotional book just to talk about some of these God stories of things I've seen all around the world. So it kind of it has nothing to do with the movie. It just time-wise, it came about the same time as the movie did. So it's been a busy year.
Well, you got the movie. You've got the 100th, which would have been the, you know, the 100th birthday of your grandfather on November the 7th. You know, it's a bit of a commemorative. I mean, as God would design it, and maybe not necessarily the way you or I would do it, but, you know, there he is being God again, you know. Right.
Yeah. It has. It's been, I mean, and I say this, you know, start this year, start, I finished the movie a year ago. Then my grandfather would pass away. He would die in the editing process. He would never see the movie, but he didn't need to see the movie. Like, people said, too bad he didn't see it. I was like, he lived it. He knew it better than anybody else. He didn't need a movie to tell him what had happened.
Right.
He lived it. You know, and then, so the movie came out. The book was written. The book was actually written before my granddaddy died. I had to go back and change some things to write about my grandfather in past tense, which was a little bit tough. Not from an editing standpoint, but just an emotional standpoint. And now it's his 100th birthday, and now my book's been released. So it's been an incredible busy year. It's been a wonderful year, and I hope all of it will point to the Lord Jesus Christ, how God can change lives. He changed my grandfather's life. He changed Louis Zamperini's life. And this book just captures some of, even stories about Louis Zamperini, but also about people I've seen around the world, how God has changed their life. And so I'm so grateful for that.
Well, and this is very vulnerable. I mean, heartfelt. I mean, you're sharing some very personal stories about your granddaddy. Share a couple of the special ones, if you would.
Yeah, there's one on when I was, I believe it was, and it may have been the Anaheim Crusade that you alluded to at the beginning of your show. I can't remember. I remember being in California. We'd come out to a crusade. It'd be about that same time, that same age I was when this took place. And I was a young boy at the time. And we pulled up to the hotel, and there was a huge line of people outside the hotel. And we couldn't believe it. I mean, I didn't know what was going on. I go inside, and I realize they were all in line. I'm talking about this line's maybe 400 yards long. Wow. I'm going outside the building, in through the building, and into the ballroom, where my grandfather had finished speaking to everybody, and he was taking turns to shake hands and get a picture with everybody. So there was a long line, but I didn't want, as a grandson, I didn't want to stay in line. And so I was trying to be nice. I was trying to wait my turn. So when one couple walked off, I was going to jump in front of the next couple and just hug my granddaddy.
Uh-huh.
And I started making a jump. And a police officer held me back and said, and he was real nice. He was only doing his job. He said, son, the line's back over there. And I'm like, I know. I saw it. It's like 400 yards. I don't want to be in that line. I didn't say that, but I'm thinking that. And all of a sudden, my granddaddy got down on his knee and said, Will. And had his arms open wide. And now the cop realized, you know, I'm someone special to this man. And so I ran and hugged my granddaddy. And what it taught me was, and my granddaddy wasn't trying to teach me something. He was just trying to love on me. But what it taught me was that when you always have access to your father, and it's because you're related to him. And because we're related to God through Jesus Christ, we have a relationship with God. Now we have access with God, our Father, anytime we want, because of what Christ did.
Well, Will, we're so grateful, you know, for the legacy of your granddaddy, the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, so many resources, what your dad, Franklin, is doing and praying for this country and leading the charge for prayer, especially for a time as this. We wish you all of Godspeed and God's best, Will Graham, you and your family. How can people be in touch with the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association if they want to donate and find out more information and get their hands on your book?
Well, you can go to our website, billygraham.org. And or you can go to billygrahambookstore.org, and you can find my book there. But be praying for us. We got a lot of stuff going on.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The National Guard is now helping search through the charred remains of what used to be Paradise, California, that Northern California town wiped out by what's been called the most destructive fire in that state's history, and with 48 people listed as dead from it so far, the deadliest in the United States, according to one fire official. They're afraid that number is going to climb. This man was able to save his house in Paradise by using water from his pool, and he says he's going to stay.
If they get water and power back, I'll live like a normal person, except for the sadness of losing everybody else.
In Southern California, the Woolsey Fire, which has killed at least two people, is now up to 47% contained. An Air Force pilot killed in the crash of a fighter jet at Laughlin Air Base in Texas last night. A second pilot's hospitalized. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there for you. We've got some secrets to help you spend less time in the kitchen and more time with your guest. Chef Julie Hartigan is with us. You know, the holidays are here, and that means your schedule is about to be packed with dinners, parties, and hosting lots of guests in your home with everything going on. Are you finding yourself spending less time celebrating the holidays and more time stressing out in the kitchen? Well, Julie is here to help us out. Julie, how you doing?
Hi, I'm great. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you so much for stopping by. Help us out. We want to party more and stress less, huh?
That is the whole idea of the holidays. I basically want to make you feel like a guest at your own party so you can kick back and enjoy the holidays, too. So
great.
It's all about connecting with your family and friends. So I've partnered with some really great brands and have some excellent shortcuts and tips to share with you and your listeners that are really going to ease up their workload for the holidays. And my first tip is to take advantage of technology in the kitchen. It's not something that people always think to do, but it's really going to slash your cook time and make things much more efficient so you have more time time to relax. And LG is unveiling their first combination, their first Wi-Fi enabled combination double wall oven with cooking speeds up to four times faster than your regular oven. I mean, that's going to slash a lot of time. And it even works with Innit cooking technologies and smart chef platforms, your Google Home, your Alexa. So what's really cool about it, if you're going to make your holiday turkey, for example, you would just plug in the LG device into Innit app, and then you would put in the weight of the turkey, and it's going to automatically send the cooking directions directly to your smart oven. So you're guaranteed this gorgeous, juicy turkey without having to babysit it and hang out in the kitchen the whole time. You can spend much more time with your guests. So take advantage of technology in the kitchen. And for more on that one, you can go to LG.com to find out.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's excellent. Wow, I love that idea to start off with. What else you got up your sleeve?
Yeah, so I always advise people, you know, when you do have a little bit of time before the holidays really kick in, now is the time to stock your pantry and stock up on all the entertaining essentials that you're going to need all through the season. And soup is such a classic one, right? It's all about comfort for the holidays. It's such a great dish. And in 5 minutes flat, Idaho and Steakhouse Soups deliver comfort made easy with the slow-cooked, flavorful taste of restaurant-quality soup at home. It's made with real Idaho potatoes, but all you need to do is add water, and you have this creamy, hearty, delicious soup that's perfect for any occasion to serve to your guests. And it's available in four different flavors, too. They're very crowd-pleasing. There is loaded potato, creamy potato, cheddar broccoli, and cheddar potato. So for more information about those comforting soups, you can go to idahoan.com. And then there's a couple of other things that are really great to keep on hand, too. I mean, the holidays are also about casual get-togethers, right, and bringing family and friends together and relaxing. And Dr. Utker Virtuoso Pizza is an awesome choice to keep on hand. It really brings people together. It takes minutes to prepare. It's delicious and crowd-pleasing. It's available in 14 different flavors and two different crust types, which is really cool. And it's made with fresh-picked ingredients, so honestly, after one bite, you're not even going to remember that it was ever frozen. It's just a great, great all-around crowd-pleasing dish. Yeah, so for more about that one, you can go to virtuosopizza.com. And then my final stock-up tip is this is such an easy one for people, too, to really load up on before the holidays. People get a little bit confused about, like, what kind of wine should I pair with each menu, right? And they feel like they have to be running out and trying to find different wines for each menu or each occasion. And I have two really great choices from Cavit Wines from Italy. Their Pinot Noir is the number one imported Pinot Noir to the States, and it's medium-bodied with a nice, smooth finish. It's perfect with turkey and roasted meats and grilled meats and just about any main dish. And they have another really, really cool one that's super fun for parties. It's the latest addition to their Cabot collection. It's a sparkling bubbly Prosecco. You know, Prosecco is so popular these days. And it's got a lightly floral aroma and slightly sweet finish, but it goes so well with appetizers and seafood and meats and cheeses and things like that. So if you stock yourself up on great go-tos that are very, like I said, crowd-pleasing and ready to make at a moment's notice, you're going to be way less stressed out for the holidays and then get to have much more fun.
Yeah, without a doubt. You're making us all hungry, Julie, here.
I'm a chef. That's the whole idea, right? If
that's what you
do. Makes you a little bit hungry.
Well, you're a good one, and you're being very successful at it right now. We're talking with Julie Hartigan, recipe developer and on-camera personality who creates no-sweat recipes for people who don't want to spend hours slaving over the stove but do want to enjoy fresh, beautiful, seasonal meals made at home. Her easy ideas and cooking hacks will help you bring the fun back into hosting and make you feel like a rock star in the kitchen. Now, Julie's recipes and tips have been featured by Bed Bath & Beyond, Real Simple, Weight Watchers, and many others. Julie, what about some easy trending entertainment on a budget? What ideas do you have for that?
Ooh, trending entertainment on a budget. Yeah, so let's see. Some great ideas. I love to have easy appetizers that you can put together really, really quickly. I think sometimes people feel like they have to spend a lot of money on apps, but what's really funny is if you put things together and make it look very pretty, let's say you keep some of your favorite crackers or flatbreads or something like that on hand, it's very easy to garnish them with different things that you might have on hand in the fridge, like, say, olives or cheeses, and put out little, like a really pretty little party platter. So I like to hit, sometimes I'll hit a wholesale store even also at the beginning of the season and make sure I'm stocked up on things like that. And it really is about just putting it together in a pretty way. And as you said, I have lots of tips and things like that I share on my website where it takes no time or thought at all, and it just makes you look like the hostess with the mostest. You put this gorgeous appetizer out, and it doesn't cost a lot of money.
Yeah, because the other thing that happens in the holidays is you hear a ding-dong at the door, and surprise, you got some guests, right? I'm sure that's never happened to you, Julie, and you've never caught yourself unprepared, right?
Oh, please. If you ever saw, yeah, exactly, what happens in the kitchen, you know, it's really all about, I think your guests have the best time when you're having the best time, so anything you can do to prepare ahead and be relaxed and just have fun during the holidays is going to make everybody have a great time.
Yeah, and that's an excellent point, Julie, because it is about preparation, like everything about cooking anyway is, and even having the mindset that, after all, doggone it, it's the holidays. It's supposed to be fun, right?
Exactly. Let's have a good time, and let's have some things on hand that are ready to, like, show some hospitality to people when they stop by. They don't have to know it only took you 5 minutes to make it.
Right, exactly. Well, the holidays are here. That means your schedule is about to be packed with hosting duties in your home. And so Julie Hartigan, Chef Julie, has been with us to give us some great tips. Julie, where can they go again for more information?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, you can visit my website at cookingwjulie.com. And definitely follow me on Instagram, too. I share lots of fun ideas there at cookingwjulie.
Well, have a great holiday season. Enjoy some great food and great fun. And let's just chill out a little bit and, you know, be prepared to entertain our friends, right?
Sounds perfect. Absolutely. Happy holidays to you, too.
You got it, Julie. Take care.
Okay, bye.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Stand in the light and be seen as we are.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
This is who I am inside. This is who I am. I'm not going to hide. Because the greatest risk we'll ever take is by far to stand in the light and be seen as we are.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's all about you and for you, ladies and gentlemen. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. All our past interviews, because we're givers, they're there, absolutely free for you to download, share with your friends. Experts like, you know, like Will Graham, who we just had on, by the way, his book, Redeemed, is really special. I mean, whenever you have an opportunity to have somebody share inside information and stories as he was growing up, as he says, at the feet of his granddaddy, Billy Graham, it's just a real special, special opportunity to be able to get your hands on that book, Redeemed. So enjoy that. The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association is where you can go for more information. All the books are there, including this recent DVD on the legacy of Billy Graham. It was interesting that Will had shared with us about people's comments that, it's unfortunate that Billy Graham did not get a chance to see Will's depiction of him in the movie about the path to redemption, the story of Louis Zamperini. And, as he said, he says, my granddaddy didn't need to see it. He lived it. so he knew firsthand what it was, and his conversion and the whole process and how he, surrendered to God and said, God, I'm your guy. I'm willing to do whatever it is that you want me to do. And, who would have thought that here it is, this farm boy that God raises up to touch millions around the world. What an incredible legacy. And he and Ruth Graham, and, as the movie says, that she was his tether to his balloon that God had taken to extraordinary heights and holding the family together. And, you forget, how much they were apart in the name of Jesus and for the sake of the gospel. And, the length of time that he'd be gone, months at a time. And she's raising the kids and, he's you know, he's preaching the gospel and, you know, holding it all together. You know, you really have to have a sense of humor. If you've ever been to the gravesite there of Billy and Ruth Graham, like I said, you read the stone there and what she has to say about herself, that about being at the end of construction. And that's the way she saw her life, that it was a process as we see our lives, and that we're all under construction in varying phases, you know, surrendering to God, letting His will be done in our lives. And I say the closer we get to that, the better and easier it is, you know, as I have shared on many occasions. I still hear God's words, you know, echoing through the millennia of what He said to Cain on that day. You know, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And that's something we need to hear today, you know, is that if we do right, if we do the right thing, will it not go well for us? The problems and ills that we deal with in our culture, you know, from immigration and politics and school shootings and, you know, our educational system on down the line, you know, as Will said, as we have turned our back on God, you know, God's clear. You know, He will not be mocked. We're going to reap what we sow. So what is being, you know, demonstrated in our world today is the result of us turning our back on God. In the mid-60s, we said, God, that's okay. We don't need your Ten Commandments. We got it from here. We got this. And do we? You know, it is laughable. The Bible says that God looks down on the reason of man and, you know, kind of chuckles and kind of laughs. And I think some of it breaks his heart as well, that, you know, we're his kids. And just like, you know, when we look at our children and when they're doing knuckleheaded things and it breaks our hearts, imagine, you know, what God the Father must feel when we do things of our own reason. You know, I had tweeted out earlier, there was a tweet from Hillary Clinton basically stating that it was a woman's right, you know, for abortion. Abortion was their right. And I'm going, wow, what a lie. You know, because the thing is about rights, you know, by definition, they're bathed in morality. Those things that are good and righteous and fair, you know, that's where our rights come from, especially when, you know, as enumerated in our Constitution, our founding fathers in all wisdom said, look at their God-given rights. And those God-given rights, you know, can't get pulled back. You know, they are given by God. It is Him that gives them to us, not the state. And this is what happens with other governments and why people want to come to this country, according to Gallup. Over 165 million people around the world said, hey, given the opportunity, I'll go to America in a heartbeat. Sure. To get away from the oppressive governments, to get away from, the organizations and governments that want them to, you know, want to hold them back and hold them down and not allow them to express their God-given right. I mean, this is what is so special and genuine about this country, is we have the ability to exercise the giftings and talents that God has blessed us with. My goodness, we're so far down the road compared to others where, you know, it is the government telling them when and how and what have you. But here, yeah, we get a little bit of government interference, but by comparison, boy, liberties abound here. And that's what we're fighting for, is that it's not the government that builds it. You know, it is the God-given talent, the talent that God gives us that when, you know, afforded the opportunity to exercise itself, it's quite incredible what we can do. You know, as we talked about with Steve Moore today and, you know, in his book Trumponomics about what's going on in terms of the GDP and the growth and all this other potential. And one of the things I think is ripe for another conversation with him and even with Art Laffer is that I think one of the things that they're missing here is, if I might be so bold and arrogant to say, but this is just something I've learned over the years in business, is you've got to look at the human potential. You know, if we tie in our GDP with the potential, and I call it the capacity. I believe it's the law of capacity. In fact, I tried to share it with one of my bosses previously in years gone by, in other lifetimes, and they looked at me like I was, from some, you know, outer space, and maybe the thought was because, you know, it's like every once in a while, you know, God gives you a word, and you go, look, I can't take credit for that. That's not me. I'm not that smart. But this was something that God had shown to me, that there is this law of capacity, that in us lies this capability, this productivity level. And it's not one, you know, for self-glorification. It's just what God has gifted us with. And if we're true to that, then what I have discovered over the years, the more true to that that we are, the happier that we become. And it just kind of, you know, snowballs. We become more productive. We're happier. We hopefully bless others and, you know, share our happiness with them and are an example to others. And, you know, what it comes down to is that, hey, look, we're faithful at working hard. And we're living out our full potential. You know, you hear that time and time again. Oh, you know, he or she has this incredible potential. Well, I mean, to me, that's the biggest goad, you know, because it's like, OK, if I'm living to my potential, or I've got great potential, am I living to that potential? And that's where that law of capacity comes in. And what caused me to see this was that, you know, I was running a sales department, and I would see how people, you know, by design, you know, whether it had to do with house payments, tuition, you know, payments to schools, you know, for their children, you know, expenses, that sort of thing, is the people would work to that level. You know, occasionally they might go above and beyond, but by and large, at the end of the year, everything came out. That was their level. That was their capacity. And I saw this that they were operating within the context of that. But the greater law of capacity is the capacity that is established by God, not by us, not by our fears, not by, you know, what others have said about us, those limitations. It's what has God said? You know, what has he put into motion? What has he designed us to create and to have a capacity for? Now, you imagine if you look at our economy and you look at the potential here of, you know, the citizens in this country, what is our GDP? What does it look like? My goodness, I mean, 3% is in the rearview mirror, so far behind. 4% would be so far behind because we would be operating at a greater, you know, a greater optimum and a greater potential. We would be realizing our greater potential. And I believe that if our government and the systems promoted that and responded to that that law of capacity, you imagine. Again, and when I say this about the productive levels, it's not all about GDP. And, you know, of course, look, at money allows you to a lot of freedom. It allows you to help a lot of people and help one another, all, you know, all that aside. But I look at the intrinsic, you know, spiritual health of someone who is living according to the will of God and all the offerings that come with, as God said, if you do right, will it not go well for you? Something to think about is that a law of capacity, and are you living to your full potential? Are you as happy as you can be? And I understand happy can be fleeting, but you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about spiritual satisfaction and happiness, something that can be sustained, not that, as my friend would say, you know, people are happy because of a happening, because of an event, not because of a, you know, a rule of life or a pattern of life. Well, the conversation will continue. Thank you so much for sharing a part of your day with us. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the SDG Radio Network.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable